Today's program has been brought to you by Cane Vineyard and Winery, a Napa Valley winery committed to respecting the soil and dedicated to the creation of three Cabernet blends. For more information, visit cane5.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
This is Mycology, the podcast that digs deeper into the world of fungi. I'm your host, Adam Werner. Today, fungi is a medicine. Mushrooms have been used medicinally by humans for thousands of years. The reishi mushroom was being consumed as a health tonic 4,000 years ago in China and Japan. Fungi are now being studied for their anti-cancer, antiviral, anti-diabetic, and immune-enhancing effects, to name a few.
You're not looking for a buzz or the trip.
Today we'll meet a couple who are using psychedelic mushrooms to help treat cluster headaches.
The fungus can nourish and strengthen the body.
We'll travel to New York's Chinatown to discover the benefits of caterpillar fungus. And we'll talk with mycologist Tom Voke about fungi that help and hurt humans. But first, mushrooms that made the news. A woman in England has died after eating one of the world's most poisonous mushrooms, Amanita phalloides, also known as the death cap. The woman picked the fungi under oak and fir trees in her garden, mistaking them for edibles. The popular fruit drink Capri Sun is full of fungi. That's according to a professor at Indiana State University who spent a year filtering the beverage in search of microbes. She found five species of unknown fungi inside. The growth is likely caused by a damaged drink pouch. The New York subway system is also full of fungi. Researchers at the University of Colorado analyzed air samples from several station platforms. They found an increased amount of fungi underground compared to amounts in open-air parks. This is likely due to wood rot fungi, which grows on the wooden subway tracks. Cluster headaches are known to be the most painful condition a person can experience, and they happen over and over again, sometimes in one day. Cluster patients, or cluster heads, will often exhaust their options looking for a cure. Some have found it in a mushroom. The trouble is, it's highly illegal. When Becky Yu gets a cluster headache,
it constantly hurts and doesn't give up.
She'll do anything to forget about the pain. Dance around. Bang her head into a wall. She can go through a pack of cigarettes in under an hour. Her partner Billy J can relate. He has cluster headaches too.
More painful than amputation without anesthetic. More painful than childbirth. Definitely more painful than broken bones. There's nothing that compares to it.
Both found themselves a step away from suicide because of the headaches. They found some salvation, and each other, in a headache support group called Cluster Busters. That's also where Billy first heard about psilocybin, or magic mushrooms.
You're not looking for a buzz or the trip. You're looking to stop the pain. For a lot of us, it comes down to it's the last thing we've got to try. If that don't work, the shotgun's in the corner.
Billy and Becky are both on disability and spend most of their time at home. A mattress has been placed over the living room window to keep out light. Becky says consuming the mushrooms brings her an extra level of relief.
I just want to curl into a little ball and just, you know, look at the lights and just relax.
Becky and Billy used to grow mushrooms. They still take them, but the legal ramifications make them nervous.
The shrooms definitely do make a difference. And if I could continue doing them without fear of being turned into the police or being thrown into jail, I would do it in a heartbeat. You can't get caught. You know, it's scary.
But they still take the mushrooms when they can get them, because without them, they are prone to anxiety, depression, and pain.
The first time they use it, I mean, they can just feel all the pressure, you know, released from their head.
That's Bob Wold, president of the advocacy group Cluster Busters. He suffered from clusters for decades before someone suggested magic mushrooms.
I was able to get a hold of some, and I tried them, and it was like nothing else that I tried before. It took away my headaches, ended the cycle.
Bob says a therapeutic dose is about a quarter of what a recreational dose is. That's less than a gram of mushrooms. Most people don't even feel the mind-altering effects. And unlike medications, they don't have to be taken that often. Dr. Alexander Mauskopf is the director of the New York Headache Center in Manhattan. He says that when prescription medicines don't work, mushrooms may be a viable alternative for some people.
A sub-hallucinogenic dose seems to be effective. That is, it doesn't cause any hallucinations, but just the headache goes away.
Back at Billy and Becky's house, everybody's on the couch, smoking cigarettes and hanging out. That includes Billy's daughter, Fred, who's about to finish college. Fred shares her dad's smile, love of poetry, and his headaches.
My dad is the hermit on the hill that bangs his head on the walls.
Fred's already getting migraines. Billy's mother suffered from them, too. She's open to whatever will make the pain go away.
I would rather my dad did mushrooms than go drill a hole in his head to try and relieve the pressure. You know, because, honestly, when he gets to that point, it's frightening. And I would rather him do something that's not legal than for him to do something that's going to take him away from me.
For now, Billy, Becky, and other cluster heads are trying to bring attention to headaches. They hope research into psilocybin will follow. Billy and Becky have appealed to their congressman for help. He's in the process of writing a letter in support of headache research. He's also a migraine sufferer. Perhaps that's just the hook they need. Next up is the mushroom recipe of the week. Today we're headed to Soho in Manhattan. Eugenia Bone, president of the New York Mycological Society, has the recipe for a roasted mushroom and sausage salad.
I'm Eugenia Bone. This is mushroom recipe of the week. We're going to have a entree salad that's composed of Luganica sausage, arugula lettuce, and roasted mushrooms. The first thing you do is preheat your oven to 500 degrees. To serve four, you'll need 2 pounds of chopped mixed mushrooms. Any cultivated varieties will do. Maitake, oyster, shiitake, the white button, Cremedian portobellos. You chop these mushrooms to nice bite-sized pieces and lay them out on a cookie sheet. Sprinkle with olive oil, salt if you like, and roast for 10 to 15 minutes until the mushrooms are golden brown and beginning to crisp at the edge. Pull the mushrooms out and set them aside. In the meantime, fry the sausage in a nonstick skillet. You will brown the sausage until it's brown all over. You're going to need about a quarter pound per person. Brown the sausage for 10 minutes or so, and then add about, depending on how much sausage you have, a half a cup or a quarter cup of water. Cover and steam finish the sausage. It'll spatter and it'll boil up and it'll finish that sausage off without creating a really, really super browned sausage. And then remove the sausage, drain it if need be, and slice into bite-sized pieces. Put the arugula into a nice big serving bowl. You're going to dress the arugula with a squirt of lemon juice, pumpkin seed oil, and a handful of pumpkin seeds, or squirt of lemon juice, walnut oil, and a handful of walnuts. Toss in the sliced Luganica sausage and garnish with the roasted mushrooms. And as you can see, it's this very meaty, umami kind of salad. It's also pretty. I'm going to put a little black pepper on the top. And if you were inclined to put some Parmesan cheese on it, that would actually be pretty damn good. I'm Eugenia Bone, and this has been the Mushroom Recipe of the Week.
When you think think medicine, it's unlikely the first thing that comes to mind is a dried caterpillar with a mushroom sticking out of its head. But the practice of eating cordyceps, or caterpillar fungus, as some call it, is thousands of years old. We traveled to New York's Chinatown to talk to an herbalist who sells the prized medicine.
You can call me Mr. Tan. I work here at Xin Fu Tong. Cordyceps looks like a worm with a stalk on its head. That's why it's called winter worm summer grass in China. It's a worm so you can see eyes on its red head. There's another type called Cordyceps hawaski. It looks a lot like cordyceps, but it is not the real one. It's poisonous. Only worms that have 8 pairs of legs are the real cordyceps. They have 4 pairs in the middle, 3 pairs in the front, and 1 more pair at the end. Cordyceps is about 5 centimeters long. In the summer, the worm is killed by the fungus. The star-like mushroom emerges from the corpse. It absorbs nutrition such as sugar and protein from the worm as it grows. Cordyceps cost about $800 per ounce. The medicine is not very popular. But in my opinion, those who suffer from a chronic disease like kidney inflammation or cancer can benefit from it. The fungus can nourish and strengthen the body.
Now it's time for the mushroom of the week. Our go-to mycologist, Gary Linkoff, has this episode's species, Amanita muscaria. It's become the image of a mushroom.
I'm Gary Linkoff, and this is Mushroom of the Week. It is the quintessential charismatic megafungus. The fly agaric, the scientific name is Amanita muscaria. It's the storybook mushroom, the red cap with the white spots. Dancers dance faster and jump higher under the influence of the mushroom. People who are playing musical instruments, they use the mushroom, and it gives them enormous energy and inspiration. And then, of course, the shamans use it both to communicate with the dead below the earth and to communicate with the gods in the heavens. We have it in New York City, but we don't have the bright red caps. We have the one that's yellow. The reason why some of us like to find this mushroom is because it's so easy to see, and it almost always grows in conjunction with the porcini. I am Gary Linkoff, and this has been Mushroom of the Week.
This week, we're talking with Tom Vogt. He's a professor of biology out at the University of Wisconsin in La Crosse. First off, Tom, are there any other drugs besides penicillin that are kind of famous and well-known that people might not realize are from fungi?
All the statin drugs, because the cholesterol-lowering drugs all originated from fungi. And there are things like cyclosporin that are used after a transplant that come from a fungus. The steroids and the birth control pill come from a fungus.
And in terms of more like a holistic use of fungi, are there certain mushrooms that have really been getting a lot of attention lately in terms of being good for people?
A lot of these fungi have been used in Southeast Asia, China, Japan, Korea for thousands of years probably. And the idea for these things like shiitake, hand of the woods, the Ganoderma lucidum, reishi mushroom, are that you take these over a long period of time and there's a boost to the immune system from taking these drugs, or there's some other long-term effect of taking these, the whole mushroom. And some people are calling these nutraceuticals because they're part food and they're part drug.
But fungi can also cause problems. What are some of the most dangerous fungi out there?
Well, most people are probably familiar with yeast infections, which are a fungus, but there are certainly lots of other ones. There's things like ringworm and jock itch, but there are really worse ones that most people don't hear that much about that enter through the lungs. In the Midwest, we have blastomycosis and histoplasmosis. And then in California, Arizona, they have coccidioidomycosis. And all of these are fungi that are inhaled into the lungs. So there's some pretty scary things out there. Coccidioides in California is pretty important. Probably more than 50% of the people in Arizona or in California in the Central Valley, California, have been exposed to it.
Well, Tom, I appreciate your time. Take care.
Okay. All right, bye.
Head to Tom Voigt's website, tomvoigtfungi.net, for a treasure trove of information about mushrooms. Today's show was edited by Jesse Hardman and Tina Pamintuan, with production assistance from Kai Liao, Justin Mitchell, and Jing Chao Wu. Music was provided by Damian Punitz and Ben Mailson. Chad Bernhardt is the audio engineer, and I'm your host, Adam Warner. This has been Mycology. It just goes to show that sometimes people don't consume mushrooms. Mushrooms consume them.